It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only,
I mean, could you imagine a twin?
Paul Lavoie.
All right, there it is. Welcome to the, wait for it, Real Estate Power Hour.
Oh,
man, that was quick. We've got Chad Hansen, the founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You know how I remembered that? It's on your shirt.
Oh.
Not your name, just the company. And we have a very special guest in the studio, Julie Lewis from the Lewis team. Welcome.
Good morning. Hello.
Always good to see you.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Even though you're not wearing your Doc Martens.
I'm not. Not today.
Julie had a Doc Marten hankering.
I did.
Like a craving.
Yep.
To buy the shoes.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't buy them.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I bought another pair.
And I don't blame her.
Because they weren't on sale and they were not the best quality. So I bought a different pair that were on sale and better quality.
Oh, all
and
right.
Super cute.
All right.
Don't you like the info you get here? It's not
super
just
cute.
All about real estate. It's about lifestyle, too.
That's right. That's right.
For sure. So this is probably the most requested segment of the month. I have to check. You know, I'll see if I can get into the stats on the website and see, but I would venture to say this is one of those shows that a lot of people listen to. Kind of missing Dawn in the studio right now, though.
Yeah, she's up in Kingman today. She's got some business up in Kingman. We're sponsoring an event up there, then she's on the board of it. So,
right.
I believe in March sometime. So she's up there putting plans together to do that. So
Mojave Mortgage has a really interesting Facebook page, by the way. And I saw your new guy, Jake was on there. Jacob Moskal was on there as what do you call that? Weekend on-call?
Weekend expert.
Expert.
Yeah.
Weekend expert.
Yeah, we're one of the very few companies, and I think Julie would attest to this. We're one of the very few companies that, you know, our motto is we work when you work. So our realtor partners depend heavily on us to, you know, Sunday prequals. If we have a, if you have a buyer in town from, you know, because typically a lot of, not a lot, but a large portion of, well, yeah, a large portion of our buyers are buying vacation homes. So
right.
They're in town. They're only in town through Sunday at, you know, 3 o'clock. They're going back to California or Utah
right.
or wherever they're from. And they need a prequal right away. So every weekend we do have a weekend expert and we rotate in and out. And actually I am in that rotation. So you never know. You may get me, you know, you pay attention, you follow us on Facebook, you'll know who's on the, we call it the prequal desk. So
sure.
Right.
Our realtor partners, in fact, we had Rochelle Pattison from from the Bobby Lewis, the Bobby and Julie Lewis team, or the Lewis team, I believe 2 weekends ago on a Sunday, called me and I answered the phone. I was not on the prequal desk, but Jake Moskal was, and he did the prequal. I think it was a Sunday evening around 4 o'clock. So we work when they work.
The new guy from Michigan paying dividends already.
The new guy from Michigan, yeah.
That's awesome.
So we were really lucky to his folks came out and for Christmas, and we got to spend Christmas with his whole family.
Oh, nice.
And it was really good. And his dad, oh, my gosh, character. I mean,
really?
Yeah, heck of a guy, man. He came over to my house. And, you know, of course, my family's, you know, we're very inviting. And he came over, and he says to me, he goes, hey, you mind if I cook the prime rib? I go,
oh,
have at it.
Nice.
Go. And he took over the whole program. So Mr. Moskal took over the whole program, and when we took the prime rib out of the oven, he's like, well, you know, it's your house. You cut it. And I go, absolutely not. Your show. No. So I literally got to have all day Christmas doing nothing.
Oh, perfect.
That's funny. My little brother cooks the prime rib, Brian, and my big brother, Scott, like 3 weeks older than me, Scott, we'll cut it. So whoever cooks it, the other one cuts it.
Oh, there you go.
And I just eat it.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because that's my pronoun, right? He, him, and hungry.
You identify as hungry?
Absolutely. All the time. 24/7. So, Julie.
Yes,
now Remax by the Lake.
Correct.
How you're in the new digs and all that.
Yes.
With the office. How's all that going?
Great. Really, really good. It's, you know, they Remax came in and really spruced it up and made it really nice and inviting, and it's great. We work with a wonderful group of people, and we're really happy. So, and we worked with a wonderful group of people before as well, but it's been a good fit.
Sure, sure. And Chad, your office is over there, right, with Selman and Associates and that on Lake Havasu Avenue.
Well, that's our mothership.
The mothership, right. Oh, that's right. Yeah. You have more than one office now.
Oh, yeah, multiple. So, but that's our mothership. That's where operations is. We share office space with Joel Selman and his team, and which is right down the road from Bobby and Julie. Once in a while, I'll pop in and see Bobby and Julie and Scott, their brokers, Scott and Willie, are you know, very open and inviting to us, and you know, I'll go in there and we'll, you know, BS for an hour or so, just kind of talk about things. And so, you know, I mean, we see each other outside of the show, so it's kind of nice.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Where's your new location?
Well, we're in the same building that we've been in for the last 18 years, but it's 321 South Lake Havasu Avenue.
Oh, okay.
It used to be the Coldwell Banker building. It's now Remax, and Remax by the Lake, and it's phenomenal. It's had a bit of a facelift, a refresh, if you will. We painted the outside of the building. Remax came in and painted the inside and really made it look nice and fresh, and it's great.
I could walk there from the condo. I'm in the 200 block. You're in the 300
you're
block.
You're right across the street.
So perfect.
You better be careful with your celebrity. People are going to find out where you live.
No, I try to keep that somewhat under wraps, right? Right. And there's a lot of condos in that location. So, I don't know if you guys heard the show yesterday. We talked to a representative from Friends of the Fair. His name is Jeff Sayer, and he gave us a load of tickets.
Oh, nice.
Eight for each day for Delbert Days and the Grand Canyon Pro Rodeo next Saturday and Sunday. That would be the 28th and 29th over at Sarah Park Rodeo Grounds.
That'll be fun.
Right, right. So we'll give those away again today during the first, second, and third break. Well, you know what? Let's shoot for the first break only. We gave away like 6 tickets yesterday.
Oh, nice.
So, no, yeah, it's a good thing, but I want to spread out the wealth, right?
Right.
So, all right. So we will give away those tickets during the first break of the show, and just call 854-KNTR 928-854-5687. I've been accused of saying the name. Or the phone number too fast.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I talk fast, I think fast, I work fast, right?
I can't believe Dilbert Days is almost here. Good gracious.
No, I work slow.
But you eat fast.
No, I don't. Oh. I can't. Never have been able to.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Never have been able to. I don't think I'd make a model prisoner, right? Don't you have to eat fast in jail or something, or you lose your food?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Anyway, the part of the show that Chad and I love the most are the numbers.
Oh, boy.
And you have on. You have Bobby's secret numbers.
I do. Right? I do have Bobby's secret numbers.
How up to date are these?
Well, today we were updating some of them, but the specifics, you know, sold numbers, thankfully after about the 5th, 6th of the month are pretty accurate. So what would you like me to start with?
December.
All right, December.
2021, or 2022.
Okay, so we had a total of 79 single-family homes that sold in 22. That's way down, way, way down from 21. We had 185 single-family homes. And please keep in mind that does not include model homes, manufactured homes, condos, townhomes. That's just single-family homes. So 79 in December of 22, 185 in 21, and 167 in 20. So yeah, 21 was definitely the peak, but 79%, that's down.
Well over 50%.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah. Yep.
I'm getting you a number right now, so you're 42.7%.
Oh, is that what it is?
42.7% off, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what?
Well, no, down 60, that would be 60 whatever.
Right, yeah, so it's massive.
68.
Yeah, 68%. Yeah. What was the, in the single family category, what was the cash transactions?
So I knew you'd ask that. Here is what's really interesting. 30 of the 79 single family homes that sold were cash.
That got better.
Like cash only, not a combination
either
of cash?
Either cash or 1031 exchange. Right.
Oh, mm-hmm. But that got actually, from November, that got about 10% better in the mortgage realm, if you will.
Okay.
So I believe in November of 2022, there were 48% or 46% of those were cash. So we're about 38%. So we're 8%
getting
8
a little bit better.
Off, so that's getting better.
So, Julie, you just used a term I'm not familiar with.
What's that?
1031 exchange?
Oh, right.
What
so
is that?
That's, in essence, a cash transaction, sort of. What it is if someone has an investment property that they have sold, they have a certain time frame to roll those proceeds into a new investment property, and it's a tax-deferred exchange program. It's fantastic.
It's like for like.
Yes.
So if you sell an investment property in another state or even here, if you sell an investment property, you typically would have capital gains.
Right.
So if you do a 1031 exchange, those capital gains don't come into play. You can have all that money to roll it into a new investment piece. So it's a like for like. That's basically what
I got you.
And that's a bit ambiguous, too. We had some clients that, well, they weren't our clients, but they sold a mine. I believe there was a copper mine in, I think it was New Mexico. And it was an income-generating property, and they bought a vacation rental home here. So it's pretty ambiguous as to what you can do.
As long as it's investment, you can
right,
do it, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
So what do those numbers mean for the real estate agent portion of the business here in town? Is it starting to thin out now a little bit? Are you noticing people who were once in business they're taking a break?
Yeah, we're going to start seeing that. And, the MLS dues and realtor dues are due this month, and so for those that haven't done much or nothing, we'll see a huge drop off. I don't know the specific numbers, I should probably check, but I think next month will be a really good indicator. 800 plus realtors in Lake Havasu City, and it was interesting looking at the numbers. The Lewis team did 5% of the transactions in December. So that's,
is that good for you?
That is good. That's really good. Yeah, out of 800 licensed realtors. So that's,
you have a 5% market share basically.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And, so it'll be interesting to see how things change. And it depends on how you look at the numbers too, but.
Right. Yeah. What about on your end of the business, Chad?
What about it?
What does that mean for mortgage brokers? What are you seeing, more competition, less competition? Sales are way down.
I think that we have seen some leave, and I think that it's going to continue to happen. A lot of companies, a lot of the big retail, Rocket Depots have actually retracted severely. Even a lot of the big banks have retracted. Wells Fargo just announced the other day that they're exiting the wholesale market. The credit line market, if you will. I don't know why the word is escaping me. So they're not going to be doing any wholesale lending any longer, meaning that us brokers can't go to them to get correspondent. That's what it's called, correspondent. We can't get correspondent lines from Wells Fargo any longer, so they're out. A lot of your bigger retail branches or retail companies, like Sprocket or Crepo would be getting credit lines from banks like Wells Fargo. They've completely exited that market. Loan Depot had announced that they completely got out of the wholesale market. Not only that, they retracted. I think they laid off 5,000 people. Mm-hmm. Quicken or Rocket's doing the same. So when you have a smaller market to go after, the first thing that the CEOs of those companies are going to do is going to retract their workforce and then increase their margins in order to kind of keep the boat afloat. So we're not doing that. We actually...
I noticed. You've got a Kingman office now.
Yeah, we actually decided to go the opposite direction And we, the big announcement that we have that I actually talked about on Larry's show is that we have expanded into Kingman, and we are looking at opportunities in Bullhead as well. So Kingman being the biggest of the two, it took us, for right now, it took us a while. So I now have, through a lot of searching, we found a lady by the name of Celeste Steed, who has been up in Kingman for 25 plus years, and been in the mortgage industry for a long, long time. She came aboard with us, and it, we dated quite a bit, if you will, because I went up there several times and they came down here, or she came down here, and actually all of our team met her, and she has come on board officially. So we now have a Kingman team, along with a young lady by the name of Alyssa Moronco, who has been doing mortgages not for a very long time, but is working very closely with Celeste. And then through just kind of word on the street, people heard, we got a third one by the name of Corey Evans. And Corey Evans has been doing mortgages for a long, long time, and just didn't seem to find the right fit with the right company. All three of them have been kind of like that. And it was kind of by word of mouth that they knew that we were coming with Celeste, you know. And so I think we've built a pretty solid team up there. So we're coming for you, Kingman. You know, I mean, if you guys want, you know, the best, the lowest fees and the best rates and the best service in the industry, then Kingman, we're the company for you. So with Celeste and Alyssa and Corey, I think we're going to find great success up there. And I think that if you go back to the very beginnings of our show, I talked about the opportunity that I saw in Havasu by bringing a low-cost lender, if you will, to the area, and I think Kingman is untapped. They've struggled with mortgage companies with, you know, high rates and high fees because nobody would come in there and say, hey, why don't we not take the huge margins and let's give these customers the best rates that we can and let's try to keep our fees minimal.
Right.
So we're doing the same thing there that we have here that's brought so much success to Mojave Mortgage. So, and then Bullhead, we're coming for you next. So Bullhead, you know, we've had really good success in Bullhead, but we are actually looking to put an operation up there right now. When I say we, I mean
right
me, but
no, it's all about we.
I mean
it's not just the Chad show.
No, we're a team. Not only are we a team, I mean, we're a family. We work so closely together as Julie's team too.
Right.
I mean, you guys, we're a family. You spend so much time together that you get to know the ins and outs of everybody. So Kingman, I'm happy to announce that you're no longer going to be held hostage to those high rates and those high fees. So Mojave Mortgage is up there, and Celeste and Alyssa and Corey will be coming to those realtor offices or real estate offices to come visit you soon.
Right.
Fantastic.
Well, Julie picked the music today. Imagine that.
What is it?
Robert Plant and Alison Krauss.
Oh.
Right. We're not just going to play that. She'll probably pick even more than that. But you said, I don't care, which was like, what? Who are you and what have you done with Chad?
I'm a little tired today. I didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night.
Not to care about the music is so un-Chad-like. All right. We're going to take a short break on the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
And back with more with Chad Hansen, the founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage, and Julie Lewis from the Lewis Team.
Love those guys.
Yes. Remax by the Lake. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I saw them do this live, not in person, but like on Letterman or something back in the day.
Maybe.
They've been together for quite a while.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss.
I don't know how I came across it.
And like Chad was saying, he doesn't hit the high notes anymore. There's no more cashmere going on,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage.
Love those guys.
Me too. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise, and by Les Olson IT, your company's one source for office technology at lesolson.com/Kingman. That's lesolson, O-L-S-O-N, .com/Kingman. And a little programming side note, we'll have Brian Springberg in the studio for the full hour tomorrow. Yes.
Doesn't he typically do a full hour?
But he hasn't been on in a couple weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, he hasn't been on since mid-December.
Oh, wow.
Since before the Christmas break.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So Brian's been doing Brian things. I don't know. He's a rambling man. What are you going to do, right? The rambling certified financial planner. And don't forget, we stream live in the show archives, including the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Are on KNTRtalk.com. And a little shout out to Alyssa Zuise over at the Lake Havasu City app, who stores our archives as well. That's available at the Google Play and Apple iStore. She's doing really good work over there. I mean, continuously improving the app and making it functional. And it's not one of these clunky apps.
No, you know? she's doing a great job.
Clunky is one of my favorite tech words, by the way. There's so much clunky software out there. I'm just saying. So, Julie, we were talking during the break between ourselves and anomalies with the Havasu market. What did you mean by that?
Well, so typically to start with, November we had, just over 500 single-family homes on the market. And normally what we see is as we approach the hot time of the year to sell, which is January through April, typically, those numbers will increase because the listing inventory is increasing and so forth. That has been the opposite this year. We have seen a decline in listings. In fact, as of this morning, we have 333 single-family homes on the market. That's down about 175 to 200, give or take, homes from early November. So that's good. That's a good thing. And then the activity has been fairly good, all things considered. So normally we start to see just the floodgates open, if you will, somewhere between about the 5th to the 15th of January. And we're seeing that. Rochelle, who is on our team and is phenomenal, she has been extremely busy. So it's good.
I talked to Rochelle, I think it was last week, and mm-hmm. I want to say because we had pre-qualled, or we had started working on pre-qual for a buyer of hers, but she said it was 5:30 or 6 o'clock at night.
Yep.
In the evening. She says, I'm heading out to show property.
Yes.
I go, right now?
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, right now.
Yep.
So
she
works.
Phenomenal. Yes, she is amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. So happy to work with her, and she's just awesome.
So another category that we usually dive into, well, always, every month on this show, is the million-dollar home category.
Yes.
I know you have that.
I do.
Before we go on to that, could I ask a question? What do you think the underlying factor is that the listings have decreased? Because we've shown that it's not because of sales.
Right.
But what's you alluded to the activity. It's looking like it's happening.
Right.
What do you are you seeing more pendings for January? I mean, we're probably not in line with 2021.
No.
Or even 2020.
Right.
But in 2021 or 2023, are you seeing, 2020. 2021 was probably really busy. And then 2022, we kind of slowed down because interest rates started to go up. So
right.
Now 2023, so the activity, is it getting back to normal? Are we seeing more pendings?
It's not back to normal yet, but it is, it's getting a bit better. We are seeing a bit more fallout than we had at one point, but it's really good. And the reason I think that we're seeing a decrease in the listing inventory is one of several reasons. It's a lot of sellers realize I may have missed the mark a little bit, and they don't have to sell, and so they realize, you know what, I'll just take my home off the market. I'm not going to get what I would have in 21 or 22, so they have decided not to sell because they didn't really want to leave anyway.
Right.
The other factor to that is, as it's always been, is yes, it would be great to sell because it is still, I mean, home values are still incredibly high. They're not what they were in 22, but they're still at all-time record highs. Mm-hmm. But you know, a lot of them are, that's great that I can sell at this price, but where am I going to go? Because many of them want to stay here in Havasu.
Right.
So there's, that's, you know, part of the equation as well.
Plus a lot of them, a lot of the folks that did refinance transactions during the COVID time when we had interest rates in the threes, you know, high twos, low threes, realizing that interest rates now, even though they're still historically low, they're much higher than where they were when they did their refinance.
Exactly.
So they want to buy more house, but their interest rate, if they have to finance anything, is going to be, you know, we're in the sixes now versus the threes.
Right.
So.
And I had heard a figure, and you'll be able to answer this, but someone who bought a home at $500,000, at about a 3% interest rate, if they were to buy that same home today at $500,000 with the current interest rates, their payments are about $1,000 more.
Give or take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that's huge.
That's serious cheddar right there.
Right.
$1,000 a month is nothing to, you know, shake a stick at. That's a lot of money.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah. So interest rates. We did get a little bit of a reprieve yesterday in the markets, and today they've gotten a little bit better. So we're probably going to see interest rates, if it continues this way and the bond markets continue to track the way that we're seeing them go the last couple of days, we may – well, of course, the markets were closed on Monday because of Martin Luther King Day, but yesterday we got a pretty decent boost. Today we got a little bit more of a reprieve. If they continue down that track, then we may – hope maybe by the end of the week see interest rates back in the high fives.
Oh, great.
Possibly. But the mortgage interest rates or the bond yields have been so I can't even put a term, squirrely.
Right.
I mean, that's the best term.
Right.
And it started January 2nd.
That's a real estate term. Right?
Yeah, squirrely.
Squirrely.
I mean, it started January 2nd of 2022, and things just got increasingly worse. And then I think it was March or April. I've been doing this almost a quarter century. I've been doing this a long time, and I have never seen in my work history in this industry. I've never seen interest rates increase as quickly as they did in 2022.
Right.
I've never seen anything like it. Whereas December of 2021, we're selling interest rates at 3%.
Right.
December or January 2 of 2022, the interest rates were now 4.5. Couple months later, they were at 7.
Yeah.
So I've never seen that, and we had a couple of loans for clients that we did not lock, and it really kind of bit us in the patootie, really, mm-hmm. because the borrowers, you know, they were like, "Well, our interest rate's going to go down," and I said, "Well, we think so, but you know, we took some risks that maybe weren't the best decisions." Mm-hmm. But I've never seen anything like it. I've never been caught with my feet firmly planted flat on the floor like I did in, I believe it was April or maybe May.
Yeah.
But it was bad. So we're trying to recover from that. Typically, looking out the windscreen, you know, 5 miles, we're mm-hmm. hoping by the end of Q2 we're going to see regular days back in the fives.
Yeah.
And historically, that's still very, very low. So, and then I think it's going to, once the interest rates kind of stabilize and the dust settles, then I think we'll see, I think we're going to see the market return to normal.
I think so.
Perfect.
Yep.
Well, let's hold off on the numbers then for the $1 million sales. I pulled up a little Danger Zone from Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins.
Very good.
Yeah.
Man, that movie is good, by the way. The Top Gun Maverick.
Maverick.
I haven't seen it.
It's excellent.
Yeah?
Excellent.
I haven't seen it.
I rented it. That's what I did on New Year's.
Oh,
you
nice.
Were asking me
all
earlier
right.
what
yes.
I did to do on New Year's. We rented, Top Gun Maverick. So you mentioned MLK Day, and it just struck me that I'm watching Band of Brothers right now for the umpteenth time. You know, the series on HBO?
Never seen it.
It's about D-Day invasion on.
Oh, okay.
And the guys from Easy Company who trained for it. Easy Company is the 101st Airborne Division. All right. So, right now we're at MLK Day plus 2, right?
Yeah.
2 days after MLK. And there's Christmas decorations that are still up at Wheeler Park.
I just saw that when I drove in here. The Christmas tree is still up.
Right. Right. Most people take theirs down, what, New Year's Day?
Yeah,
that was my mom's tradition.
Yeah. And sometimes it'll go a few days after that. They have taken the holiday signs off of the Aquatic Center. I noticed that this morning.
Well, the lights are still on across the street at night at Wheeler Park, and the presents are still under the tree, and I'm like, wow, maybe it's because they were fixing the sidewalk there where the Lovelocks cracked the sidewalk over on the island side of the bridge, right? Who knows?
They're busy.
You know what the Lovelocks are?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Don and I had one on the bridge in Paris. But I think they took those off down now, too. I think those are all gone. So.
Well, heck, man, if you left them up this long, it's MLK Day plus two. Why not just leave them up all year and every day can be Christmas,
right?
Yeah,
no. Julie doesn't like that idea either.
I love Christmas, but when it's done, but it's like, okay.
Exactly. All right, city, so there's your message. There's your rant. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie on the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
We'll be right back. Call me if you want some rodeo tickets, either for Saturday or Sunday, January 28th or 29th. Back with more in a moment. So if it seems like we got a little random on the music, we really didn't. So on Spotify, there's like any playlist you can think of.
Yeah.
All right. And this one is from the playlist that broke Manuel Noriega.
Huh.
When he was, do you remember who Manuel Noriega was?
Oh.
A lot of people don't. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I remember.
All right. When they drove him out of Panama,
uh-huh.
they circled the wagons on his estate, and it's called Vatican City, and played music to full blast.
That's
day
awesome.
And night, night and day. And this was one of those songs by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Feel a whole lot better when you're gone. There was AC/DC. There was Danger Zone. So all of these really... It was all, and he hated rock and roll. He was a big like Beethoven and classical music fan.
Oh.
So that's how they drove him out. Finally, he's like, okay, I surrender.
Really?
Wow.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
The U.S. Army did it. It's pretty funny.
Wow. That's a nonviolent way to make things happen,
right.
I guess.
Absolutely.
Some might argue. Violence on the ears.
Yeah. Speak Up brought to you in part by the Lewis team, Remax by the Lake.
Love those guys.
With team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis. So does that make you co-team leader? How does that work?
I don't know. It depends on the day and my mood. he's definitely the team leader.
Great answer. All right. Also, Arizona Financial Credit Union, Mojave Community College, Herb's Herbs, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, and we have a new sponsor. You guys heard of Dorita's Place?
Oh my gosh, I love Dorita's.
I actually have. I've bought supplies for when I had pets. I bought supplies for them there. Yeah,
yep.
Really cool little boutique.
Second day in a row, we got rave reviews for Dorita's Place by our guests.
Yes, they're fantastic.
So they're providing Havasu with all natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006. Also featuring self service doggy washes.
Yes, I have not taken advantage of that, nor will I, but I have seen it.
You know, that's one of those things that's a shop local thing. I mean, you know,
absolutely.
that's a locally owned business.
Yep.
You can get your pet supplies there, you know. You don't have to drive out. You don't have to grab your passport and drive out to the mall. You can get your pet supplies at Dorita's.
Yep.
And you know that I'm a massive proponent of that.
Yes.
Shop local.
I mean, you know, it's...
And if you buy 12 bags of dog food, you get the 13th bag free or
what?
Something like
really?
That. Yeah, it's great.
I got to put that on the list.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you need a dog first, Paul.
Well, no, on the billboard.
Oh, okay.
You're killing me. Yeah. All right, so million-dollar homes. That's the next category.
So in December of 22, there was a total of 4 at $1 million or higher. And...
That's way off from the year before, right? The year before was like 19.
Well, no. The year before, December of 21, there were 6 that were $1 million or higher. But the percentage is huge. So 21, 185 single-family homes sold. 6 of them were $1 million or more. In 22, 79 homes total. 4 were $1 million or more. So that's a big, big jump in the percentage of $1 million and higher. So, yeah. Yep. And I believe, I have to look at my numbers, but I think only one of those $1 million was all cash, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so
very interesting.
And we did none of them at Mojave Mortgage. I don't know if a lot of people know, but they raised the conforming limit to 762.4 or something like that.
Okay.
So 760 or 742.6. I don't know why I don't know that number right off the top of my head, but I have you know, so many numbers stored in my head. But it's 700 and some odd thousand for the conforming limit now. Mm-hmm. So people that are buying a $1 million home, they're typically putting a pretty decent amount
pretty
of money down.
Chunky.
So you can get a conforming loan instead of a jumbo now.
Right.
So because jumbos always have higher rates.
Did you give the high price on that one?
I don't.
Normally we have the high and the low, right?
Let me see.
Like it's somewhere around 1.1 to, I don't know, 1 month we had a $3 or $4 million.
$4 million.
Yeah, that was incredible.
Crazy.
I want to say it was about 1.6 or 1.8. I looked this morning and I apologize. I don't know that and I don't have that figure here. I can probably look it up and get that for you.
Do you have the median sales price?
Yes, that I do.
There we go.
Thank you, Bobby,
yeah,
for getting all of this taken care of. So,
thank you, Bobby.
Yes, indeed. The median sales price in December of 22 was $450. The average sales price was $493,740. In November, it was $479,064. So that was up month over month. The average, but the median was actually down month over month.
Where's the median in December? Oh, you said 450. My apologies.
That's right. Yep, it was 450, and in
2022 it was 457, right?
In November of 2022, right? So that's actually not down. That's up.
Wow.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry. I think it was over up 21. That's what we're looking at. I am slaughtering these numbers. I'm sorry, hon.
He'll listen later.
He will.
He's doing. You're doing fine.
He'll listen later. Bobby's doing Bobby things.
Yes.
There you go.
So,
no, but I mean, based upon the numbers that I'm looking at on your spreadsheet here, so December of 22 was 493, median 450.
Mm-hmm.
And December 21, 507 and 455. So your medians went down, but your they both went down.
Just a tad.
That's actually very telling. So year over year, we still haven't lost that much value. Mm-hmm. And I believe these numbers are up from, they're up from November. Yeah. Well, your median or your average sale price was 493. So that's up. Okay. So we've got some of the equity back. So, mm-hmm. you know, according to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, across the country, there's been over $1 trillion in equity loss. But in our little pocket of the world here in Lake Havasu, it looks as though maybe that's stabilized a little bit.
It feels like it did.
So that's good.
Yep.
No, that's good. That's actually good news.
Mm-hmm.
So, that kind of coincides, and I'm sure Bobby would agree that coincides with the number of listings going down. So the value, so buyer or sellers are able to hold on to their value a little bit. That's actually good. That kind of shows that the stabilization of the market. And like I said earlier in the show, I think that if we see the interest rates stabilize and the dust settle, I think we're going to start to get back to our normal market.
I think so, and I hope so. It's what's, again, interesting is the total number of inventory at 333. That's low by comparisons to historic norms.
Sure.
So that's good. The market is down overall. Where is that number? 13.7% from June of 2022. So a lot of times people are like, oh, that's not good. But we're seeing kind of that shift, and that's great for the consumer that's out there.
It's interesting too, Chad, that you know the Fed right now is kind of in uncharted territory, right? They're in uncharted waters, and as far as interest rates go, okay, they say they're driving them up to curb inflation. I'm going to talk to Brian about this also tomorrow, and they say it's working, and that what you were telling me in second quarter, third quarter this year, rates may be coming down, but you know, eggs are still $5 a dozen, right? So what do you see happening? Do you still go by that forecast that you were talking about last month?
With
interest rates.
Yeah, I think that Q2 will see some stabilization in the market. You know, when the Feds raise the cost of funds rate, really is basically what it is.
Right.
You know, which is attached to prime. That doesn't have a direct correlation to the mortgage interest rates on long-term mortgages, 30-year mortgages, but it does have an effect on how bonds are traded. So bond or mortgage-backed securities are going to closely follow the 10-year treasury yield. So when the traders start getting really crazy and markets start moving up and around and sideways. You can't, it's been very difficult to predict the markets because if, you know, digress to our last segment, I've never seen interest rates go up as fast as they have last year. I've never seen it. So, and it was very difficult to predict. And I think that a lot of guys like myself that, you know, I get my information from other people because that are much smarter than me. And they didn't even predict that. So it was very crazy. So feds are talking about starting to kind of curb that a little bit, where instead of doing, you know, half or three quarters of a point, it looks like the next, when the feds meet again, they're going to do a quarter of a point. So that kind of starts settling the dust a little bit. So have we seen the worst of it? Well, I hope so, because it's really, if you look at the trend of what we've done over the last year, the sales have completely gone, you know, down into the, way down into the double digits instead of the triple digits. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I, you know, once again, and I hate to kick a dead horse, but I think once we see interest rates stabilize, because they're not stable right now, mm-hmm. they're all over the place. You know, it could be 6.125% one day, and then the next day it's 6.625. That's a big jump when you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. So there hasn't been a stable market almost all of 2022. There was not a stable market. So I think, and when I'm talking about interest rates, so when we see that stabilization happen and we get kind of a footing on it, then I think that the home buyers will come back out, because realistically, someone could look at a house on Sunday. Of course, the mortgage markets are closed. They could look at a house on Sunday, submit an offer. We're not going to lock that interest rate until we have that accepted offer. So they could look at a house on Sunday, say, we could just, and I'm just throwing an interest rate out there, say we say, oh, yeah, okay, we can get you 6.125%. On Monday when the markets open, we get our alerts, and all of a sudden everything's tanked. Oh, sorry, it's 6.5% now. Mm-hmm. That half a percent interest rate is massive. Mm-hmm. So I think once we get into a term where we see, you know, 30 days of a market saying, okay, hey, we're in the 6% range. We've been in the 6% range. We're going to stay in the 6% range. It looks like maybe even get better. Maybe we dip down into the fives. Maybe we dip down into the mid fives. When that happens, then I think we're going to see the market really start to turn. Some of us are, you know, hopefully going to make it through it. Some of us aren't. And that's just the way it is. Going back to your question, what do I see in the mortgage industry?
Yeah.
I see a lot of folks that especially some of the newer folks that have only been doing this a couple of years haven't been through one of these cycles. You know, I've been through that. I was through 08, 09, mm-hmm. you know, just as you were,
right.
Julie. So we, you know, I've somewhat planned for that. Don't get me wrong. I'm still a small business. You know, at the end of the day, it's, you know, we have to be very careful with what we do. But while others are retracting, the CEO of Mojave Mortgage has said, no. There's a market out there, and we're going to go get it. So we're building a team to be massively successful to help our clients into 2023 and far
sure.
beyond that. So
once that rebound happens,
so
I get it.
We want to be there. We want to be there to really capture that business and help those clients and help our realtor partners get those homes sold and. That's what I've been doing this. I've been working on this since June of last year. It took me a long, long time to really figure out the footing and make sure I made the right moves
right.
for the company. So,
Julie, we have about a minute and a half,
yeah.
maybe 2 minutes. Do you have other numbers for condos and mobiles?
I do. I'll give this to you really quick. But three things I wanted to touch on really fast. You had said something that you're doing kind of the opposite of what a lot of lenders are doing, and it reminds me of a broker who went out on his own, opened his own brokerage in 2007-08 time frame, and is hugely successful. You know, so good on you.
I hope
Dean Baker, like he probably.
you know, Dean Baker is just a salt of the earth guy, man.
You know,
I know he's your competitor, but
no, I love Dean. He's
oh,
great.
You can't. If you don't like Dean Baker, you're damaged, because he's the nicest man you could ever meet.
I
talk to him
yep.
regularly. We actually have an office in Lake Havasu City Properties. So,
yeah. And his family is phenomenal.
Oh, his son Daniel is he's getting into the real estate industry.
Yes,
he's killing it already.
He
young
is.
Guy.
We're running out of time here.
Oh, we can stay on forever.
Real
Steve
quick,
doesn't need advertising.
A huge shout out to Jen Vessels on our team. She is amazing. Thank
uh-huh.
you, Jen. Cash transaction was $1.3
million. Wow,
$1.3
million. There we go.
Condo,
oh, wow.
townhome. We had 11 condo townhomes that sold 5 manufactured homes.
Oh, excellent. And that, but that's not on the other total, right? That for the single
that's
family.
That's in addition to
that's
the 79.
In addition to.
Right.
Got it.
Yep.
All right. more from the playlist that broke Manuel Noriega. This is Renegade by Styx. Can you imagine liking classical music and they're throwing Styx at you?
I love it.
That's crazy.
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm playing this for Marissa, too, our production assistant here. One of her favorite bands. She's 18 years old.
Oh, nice.
Her favorite band is Styx.
That's awesome.
Really?
How does that work?
Yeah, that doesn't... very untypical.
Right. I thought it'd be Imagine Dragons or something, right?
Bieber, man. I'm a believer.
Right. All right. Thanks for being here, guys.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Thank
Chad
you, Chad
Hansen, of course, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage, and Julie Lewis from the Lewis Team.
Love those guys.
Give Bobby our best.
I will. Thank you very much. And thank you again.
Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. All right, coming up next, Speak Out 2.0. Mark Clark's going to be on the program. He's the director of Bullhead City Water and Bullhead City Wastewater Systems, you know, as the city took over that operation from EPCOR Water. On tomorrow's program here on Speak Out, I don't know, what is it, 1.0? Sound advice with Brian Springberg. That got a laugh from the cheap seats here in the Speak Out kitchen with no sink. All right, and on Friday, we'll have the return of Go Lake Havasu CEO Terrence Concannon and also Mike Bonney from GDK LLC. All right, that does it for me, Paul Lavoie, living the dream in Lake Havasu City. We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.